The Legend of Batok Volcano, written by Cheryl Palin. There are stories about volcanoes in many different countries. This is a legend about a volcano in Indonesia.
We are now arriving in Semeru National Park. Soon, we are going to see the volcanoes and the crater. Indonesian people have an interesting legend about one of the volcanoes. Do you want to hear the story?
Yes.
Oh, yes, please. I love stories.
Once, there was an ogre who lived in the countryside near Semeru Volcano. The ogre lived alone, and he was very happy. But one day, the royal family travelled near his cave. Princess Siti wanted to see Semeru Volcano. The princess looked at the volcano, and the ogre looked at the princess.
What a beautiful volcano!
What a beautiful princess!
From that day, the ogre loved Princess Siti. He wasn't hungry.
Oh, I love the princess.
And he wasn't tired.
Oh, I want to marry the princess.
He dreamed about the princess all day and all night. Finally, the ogre walked to the royal palace. He asked the king for permission to marry his daughter. But the king laughed.
Don't be silly. You can't marry the princess.
Why not?
Because she is rich and beautiful. You are poor and ugly. You can't marry her.
The ogre was very angry. He stayed in the palace doorway all day.
Come on, ogre, move! You can't sit here all day. Nobody can come into the palace and nobody can go out.
No, I'm not going to move. I want to marry Princess Siti.
One, two, three. Push!
The ogre was a problem for the royal family. The king talked to the queen. Then he had a clever idea.
Okay, you can marry the princess.
Oh, can I?
Yes, but only if you do what I say.
The ogre listened to the king's plan.
I want you to dig a hole 10 meters wide. I want you to use this coconut shell. You've got one night to dig the hole. I want the hole finished by 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's very difficult. The coconut shell is very small.
You can start tonight at 7 o'clock.
The ogre loved the princess, so at 7 o'clock in the evening, he started to dig the hole.
Silly ogre! It's impossible to dig a hole in one night.
But the ogre worked very hard. He didn't stop. He wanted to marry Princess Siti.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, the hole was nearly finished. The king was very worried.
Oh, no! The ogre is going to finish the hole in one night. I don't want the ogre to marry the princess. What can I do?
Then the king had another clever idea.
Come on, quickly! It's time to get up and start your work. It's morning.
It's not time to get up. It's 4 o'clock.
But the servants did what the king said. They cleaned the palace and cooked the rice. The cockerels noticed the lights and the noise. They believed it was 6 o'clock. They started to crow.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
The king tricked the ogre. The ogre believed it was 6 o'clock too. He was very tired and very disappointed. He stopped digging, and he never finished the hole.
Now it's too late. I can't marry the princess.
Now people say the crater is the ogre's hole and Batok Volcano is his coconut shell.
Yes, look! That's Batok Volcano.
It's a great story.